Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, we've got some good stuff for you guys today.
I mean, is it? I don't know. I heard a lot about your husband's jocks. Here we go.
Those Two Girls.
Hello, hello.
Tuesday. It's not much to say about Tuesdays, really. It's possibly the most boring day of the week, but we're here to brighten it up.
I've got a good news story for
you,
if you like. Yeah.
Okay.
An Aussie kid, an Aussie teenager, has found a British bloke who threw a message in a bottle into the ocean 50 years ago.
So where did the bottle wash up?
Somewhere? In Australia. Sand dunes in Australia.
What did it say in the message?
The letter was from November 17, 1969. Threw it in.
What did it say? Was he shipwrecked? I thought you were going to play Christina Aguilera.
Why?
That's a genie in a bottle. Oops.
Yeah. Look, all the British fellow wanted to do was find a pen pal. So he wrote a short letter in the bottle to say who he was, what his address was, and where to send a reply letter. Put it in the glass Coca-Cola bottle, tossed it into the Indian Ocean, and 5 decades later, the note has been discovered buried in sand dunes.
I have a problem with you saying this is a good news story when...
Nice.
Quite clearly, this
a little bit of history in the dunes. I mean, it's gone
also,
all the way to Fremantle.
It's also a massive littering issue, and the dugongs.
Think of
the bloody dugongs, Sarah. You know how I feel about environmental issues at the moment.
You know, I suppose you're right. Nobody could throw a glass bottle with a message in it into the ocean in this day and age, could they?
No.
Well, this has actually been a terribly depressing news.
Good way to...
A terrible way to start the day.
Really good way to start a Tuesday.
Well, I just think he needs to think about his actions because I'd like to pass a planet on to my children and my children's children. You know, there's no bees, there's no orangutans. We're all going to be dead.
Not
with insects, no bees, no bloody orangutans, nothing. I've said it once and I'll say it again, Aaron. Thank you.
I just want to apologise to everyone. I'm sorry, I didn't know this was the... track that story was going to lead down. I just thought it was a nice thing about a kid was fishing with his dad. He found a message in a bottle and he reunited it with the owner.
Oh, it's
he was also a kid when he wrote it.
It's
and you've
selfish.
You've had to take it down the path of environmental activism.
It's selfish.
Are you
going
to super glue yourself to the road and like disturb commuter traffic as well?
It's a good idea, actually. We'll all be dead.
It's
okay?
Those Two Girls.
I have a little story to tell about my husband, Dane. And I think a lot of our male listeners, I feel they already relate to Dane.
Mm.
But this is really going to
I mean,
take...
I relate to Dane.
Okay, let me kick off with saying that...
I do. Dane and I both share equal time of the week with Lee's. So trust me, I am with him on a spiritual level as to what he has to go through.
I'm glad you bring up... days of the week, because Dano is a huge aficionado of jocks with the days of the weeks written across the waistband. You know, you just buy them at Target or Woolies or Big W, what
Not
have you.
Not for grown-ups, though. They're for kids.
No. They do them for grown-ups.
No, does so he sing the song when he puts Sunday, then there's Monday, Tuesday, and there's Wednesday.
No, our song goes Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
That's a lame one. Mine was better. That's a hymn. Were you singing that at church? What the hell is that?
Let me tell you about his jocks. They're black. They're black and across the waistband.
Does he know you're telling this story?
No, he does not. Across the waistband is the day of the week in a bright neon colour. So he's got the Monday and the fluoro yellow, the Tuesday and the fluoro purple.
Like people who tattoo their children's names on them in case they forget.
Sarah, he just doesn't care. He just likes the fit of the jocks. He's happy with them. Let him live his life. Anyway, they're his favourites. Now, last night we had a big family dinner. And you know my family's French. Okay, and you know what French family dinners are like.
Oh,
they are next level.
Okay? Big on the grog.
There were 23 of us, okay? And that's not the whole...
Your breeders, there's no doubt about
it. It's not the whole tribe. Anyway, Dano had footy training, so he arrived to dinner a little bit later than the rest of us, okay? So he came through the front door, jumped in the shower to freshen up, came out looking quite the picture, just handsome. Okay? He had his jeans on, his shirt on. He looked $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
He walked out in front of the entire table and bent over to give the family dachshund a pat. Now, Dane is 6'5". The dachshund is a miniature.
Mm.
Okay? So Dane bends over And of course, he's wearing low slung jeans because he's hot like that. And out the back of his jeans, out pops the Days of the Week jock. Right?
What day was
it? In full view. And I was like, oh, here we go. Just pull your pants up. My niece, who's 11 years old, says, Uncle Dano, it's not Wednesday today.
What jocks was he wearing?
He was wearing the Wednesday jocks on a bloody Monday, Sarah.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Oh, my God. This is...
That's the punchline?
That is.
Is that it?
That is it. He doesn't care. He's safe in who he is as a human. I think sales of Days of the Week's jocks is really just going to go flying.
If he likes the fit so much, can't he just buy some that don't have the Days of the Week on them? Like he's an 8-year-old?
No.
Surely there are some Homer Simpson ones out there.
Oh, you guys don't know what you're talking about.
Stick around. I'm talking about birds.
I'm just glad he's had the snip.
I'd rather... Oh, far out.
Listen, is there anything wrong with me still being attracted to my husband after 10 years of marriage?
Hang on. Settle down.
So?
Take your hot head off for the moment. No one's saying
saying you don't like his jocks, and I'm taking offence to that.
I haven't seen Dane's jocks, which you should be happy about.
You and
I've
the rest
seen
of
your
Australia.
Jocks, and I'd rather Dane bend over and I see his rim of jocks than the tooth, the bloody dental floss that you wear.
Oh, okay, Mum.
Those two girls.
Let's talk about punctuality. It's a bugbear of mine, people who aren't punctual.
Why do I feel like we're about to get a serve from Lee?
Well, I just feel, Sarah, the other week I went out to dinner with a group of girlfriends, okay? Mm. They're high school girlfriends. We catch up about once or twice a year if we're lucky. It's kind of a big deal when we all get together, right?
Yeah, how lovely.
We're all very busy. We're all professionals. One of them's like a very fancy doctor. Well, I'm not. They are. One of them's like a really good OBGYN. Like, you know, they're really good girls. Anyway, we were meeting for dinner in town and the meeting time was a very appropriate 7:30, which is actually very late for me. Yeah. I much prefer an earlier dinner time, but I was like, look, they lead normal lives. We'll go with 7:30. Mm. So I rocked up at 7:25.
Yep.
Okay. And I certainly wasn't expecting anyone to be there at that time because I realised that that's 5 minutes prior to call time.
Yep.
Right? So I sit myself down, I get myself a drink to start the happy hour off. 7:30 rocks up, 7:32, 7:35. They're late at this point.
So you're just drinking at the table by yourself still at this stage?
Yes. Yes. Yeah,
looking like a loser because you've been on time.
I'm on time and I just think, okay, well, 5 minutes late, I can't get up anyone for that. 10 minutes, 15 minutes. They all rocked up 20 minutes late.
How many were there?
Four of them.
Wow.
Okay, but it seemed like that was absolutely appropriate. No one even said, oh, gosh, we're 20 minutes late. No one said to me.
And were they coming together? Were they all being picked up in one car and they arrived? No, or they were arriving separately?
They were arriving separately, but it occurred to me that in their minds they weren't late at all, that 20 minutes seems like a normal amount of time to be fashionably late. No, I say no.
Look, on this rare occasion, I stand with you.
I think
it's almost like punctuality is becoming old-fashioned and that it's a rough guide.
It's not a bloody rough
not.
Guide.
If something starts at 7:30, then be there within 5 minutes either side. I'd say I had a friend years ago who was notoriously late. You know, we were both working full time. I'd say, we'll meet and have a 7:30 a.m. brekkie before heading into the office.
Yes.
And she would always, always be there at 8 a.m. or what have you. And one time I did say, if I can be there on time, we weren't married, we didn't have kids. If I can be there on time, you can be there on time too. You're not stuck in traffic every single time we meet. And it's disrespectful.
Yeah, I do feel that. I feel like if I can be there, why can't they be there on time? I was hangry by then. I had to order a bread basket.
Hadn't you all? Is this the day you had the colonoscopy as well? Is this that day? Were you coming out of anaesthetic, starving, and still on time?
I had surgery and I was on time / early. Also, I hadn't eaten in 28 hours and I was on the booze.
Yeah, they played a very dangerous game.
They really
with
did.
Angry Lees. We also sound like terribly grumpy.
No, I think there's a lot of people that agree with us on this one. Be on time. If you're going to be late, be 5 minutes late. I need bread and I need it now.
Late yesterday, Arvo, Azzy, we were talking to you about what you did on the weekend and you had said you had an absolute dream of a weekend because your whole family had left to go away up the coast for another relative's party and you got the whole house to yourself. Mm-hmm. And you ordered pizza and you watched all three High School Musicals movies.
No, that's not on air, chat.
And you said it was your dream weekend. Well, here's the thing. You are ahead of the pack. Okay. You are on trend. Okay.
On trend for what? Living with your parents at 23? Jesus. I take issue with Aaron doing that to begin with.
For the new lifestyle trend.
What new lifestyle? So last mooching year, off your parents.
I contribute.
Not much. What you contribute, like, let's watch High School Musical in my 20s.
Zac Efron was very good in that. I stand with Aaron.
They're interesting movies.
Anyway, last year, the buzz lifestyle word was a Danish one, hygge, I think it was pronounced.
Yes, it's spelled H-Y-G-G-E. I do remember Oprah talking about that. Hygge, hygge.
Yes, and it was all about seeking contentment and balance in everything we do.
And it was comfort
cozy
stuff,
and
wasn't
happy.
It?
That's
yes,
right.
Yes, like
that's
eating right. cake and lighting candles and, yes. and having a warm blanket.
Being cozy. Well, yes. Now there's a new word in well-being, Nixon. It's a Dutch concept that means doing absolutely nothing.
Nix.
Sweet, nada, nil, zip, nothing. Now, apparently this word is going to be all over your Insta feed very soon.
How
so
do you
brace
spell it?
Yourself.
Nixon is
N-I-K-S-E-N.
N-I-K-S-E-N.
The valued art of doing nothing. It's valuing your downtime. Mm. You can say.
Sounds like a new IKEA flat pack.
Well, yes, it does. It's the opposite of being productive with our time. It's literally.
Can you watch
lying
movies?
Lying on the couch, watching a movie, doing nothing. Not pleasing anyone else, just yourself, just having your own company. Now, Aaron, are you not in Nixon heaven with your weekends, mooching off your parents?
Well, I was, but they're home now.
Here's a thought.
Now, I am all
Why
for Nixon.
Why don't you move out, Aaron?
This is off-air chat. None of this is for on-air.
But you've already bought your plates and everything.
God.
But I think if you do move out, then you can Nixon all the time.
That's right.
You don't have to just do it when your parents leave their home that they've paid for. You can do it on your own money and under your own roof.
This whole thing has really turned on me, hasn't it? I don't like it.
Nixon. I'm for
Nixon.
It.
Nixon. I'm all over it.
Well, get ready for it. You've heard it here first on Lees and Sarah.
Sure.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I need to talk crazy bird stories.
Okay.
Now, a lass in Melbourne has been trapped in her vehicle by a crazy cockatoo.
It's very
right?
Alfred Hitchcock. Isn't it?
That movie was terrifying.
It really wasn't. When if you watch Birds in this day and age, that was the name of the movie.
Yeah, I know. Tippi Hedren.
Tippi Hedren. If you watch it today, it is not that scary.
No, but the concept
the
of it
concept
is scary.
The concept is scary. So what happened to this cockatoo?
You. Well, a cockatoo flew down on top of her car, walked across the whole thing, found a gap between the car door and the window, started squawking at her, waltzed in, nicked her earring, chomped it, then started picking apart the steering wheel, all the while it was screaming at her.
Wow.
Okay, she filmed the whole thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah, name's Morgana. Pulled up the earring that was just bent to smithereens from this cockatoo crunching it. And eventually it decided to get out, just started stomping on the roof in a cockatoo way. But by the end of it, they'd formed a bond after she gave it some food. It's like a movie,
yeah,
right?
Morgana
seems like
a complicated human, okay? Like, one minute she's scared of the cockatoo, she's screaming. The next minute she's befriending it. Which one is it?
It's like Storm Boy, but cockatoo
Actually,
girl.
I do have a bird story.
I knew it was about a pelican. You would. This is the thing. I saw this news article and I thought, if this can happen to Morgana, something will have happened similarly to Lees. I could just feel it.
Well, it hasn't happened to me, but I do have a tale of a pelican. A pelican attacked my sister. She was just a wee girl, And she's the nicer one out of the two kids in our family.
I wish she lived closer to me because I'd probably be better friends with her.
She's so nice. And she's nice to humans and animals alike. I used to sort of stand back and scowl.
Oh, you used to eat rhinoceros beetles as a child.
I did eat them. I did. Anyway, Fred was there. We were on the beach. I remember it clearly. And she was had this beautiful sort of aura about her, just a lover of nature. Mm. All of a sudden, this almighty pelican that was like dead set twice her size just came out, and with its enormous beak, bill, is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Just chomped at her tiny little leg. And it was like, and I thought she was going to get, like, I thought it was like, what? Who's that whale that swallowed that child?
Moby Dick.
Moby Dick. I thought it was the land version of Moby Dick because its entire bill.
I mean, pelicans are huge.
They
underestimate
huge.
How big they are when you just see them floating out on the ocean. But
close
and personal, they're the size of a Ford Festiva.
And its beady eyes were really locked in
so
on her.
So what did she do to it?
I just laughed personally. I found the whole thing very entertaining.
The perfect person in a crisis always.
Poor Freddie was terrified. I think Dad had to swoop in, pun intended, and save her. And then I also have another bird story about Mum. Mum got attacked by an emu. Now, Mum is taller than I am. She's nearly 6 foot. She's 5'11 and a half, I think. So I don't know why this emu didn't just see her as one of their own, but instead went for her, hardcore, chased her. Mum had to leg it.
I'm telling you, people have got crazy bird stories.
Again, I just laughed.
The weirdest thing that happened to me was a lorikeet that pooed on my shoulder.
That's good luck, Sarah.
So, didn't your sister have a newspaper thrown at her head last week that she thought was a magpie attacking her too?
Point blank.
You sure it was a pelican back then? Not just another man on a newspaper run?
So many stories, so little time.
I don't know how you live your life.
We're back tomorrow, so I've got more stories for you then.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
That was the podcast.
What? That was the podcast.
I'm still thinking about jocks.
I think you should
My
get
husband
some
wears, no, he wears the ones that the Honey Badger wears, those tradie ones.
Yeah, I think they're from the same brand.
Are they?
But yeah, it's the same vibe.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
The black with the fluoro.
Trunks.
No, Dane doesn't do trunks.
Doesn't he?
No, he's not a trunk man.
Oh, Wills is a trunk man.
Is he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
As what are you?
That's not a trunk.
No, it is. It's just, it's nothing.
I don't know what the, what are,
like,
know.
Do you wear jocks?
Not
How
jocks.
Would you describe
like jocks
a,
are just
a
like
brief?
Undies, yeah. And then there's trunks.
Trunk. I would say trunks then.
Like, they're like tight boxer shorts.
Yes.
Trunks?
Yeah.
No, Dane doesn't like the trunks at all.
How interesting.
This has been a great chat.
Don't forget to rate the podcast. Bye.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch-Up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.